No Fathom Between Us. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, mature. Relationship, Fox, Mace Windu. Also tagged for humor, alternate universe canon divergence, implied time travel, implied sexual content, and fix it. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITBE 2022.
So still. Shh, shh, you're all alone. Shh, shh, and so peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above. Simple is caving in. Wow! You never been so nuts about. You wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over.
Fox has the galaxy's greatest hero in his bed. He's well fed, he's astonishingly well rested, and he has a whole week of leave saved up that starts in about 6 hours, during which no one is allowed to bother him with anything work related. Even if Coruscant gets invaded by brain-stealing worms. Again. He made sure Thorn and Thier both knew that. Which makes it 10 times as unpleasant to wake up to someone bypassing the chime entirely and just pounding right on his door. Fox opens his eyes in the darkness, rage already rising to volcanic levels, and stares at the ceiling for a count of 5. Then, deliberate, he checks the time, rolls over, and grabs his blaster. It's 4 in the morning, he growls. You'd better hope someone else is dead, or you're going to be. There's a wince even Fox can feel through the door. No Jedi empathy required. It's keyed open, sending light spilling into the room, and making Fox squint. And Thorn leans in through the doorway without setting so much as a foot inside, proving he does have some sense, no matter what Fox accuses him of. Then, like a god of destruction come to ruin all the good things in Fox's life, he says, "Fox, someone murdered the Chancellor." Fox's first reaction is mild regret that it wasn't him. Then, dredging up some shadow of his professionalism from the depths of the early morning, he asks, "When? How? Wasn't there a guard?" Thorn winces. "About 1.5 hours ago, the Chancellor sent the guard down the hall, and once the alarm went off and the doors sealed, they couldn't get in. And, someone electrocuted him and threw him out the window." It's so desperately too early for this. Fox groans, scrubbing a hand over his face, and feels a shift beside him. The Republic's champion, the one general with an uncanny knowledge of every battle and every attack that's going to happen, who killed Dooku and fractured the war and keeps beating Jango like Jango's the little bitch Fox always knew he was, who Fox finally got into bed after months of trying, stirs and opens his eyes, then pushes up on one elbow. "Fox?" Mace asks, a little rough. Thorn chokes. "Griffing Chancellor got himself murdered," Fox tells him. "Darksiders use lightning, right?" Not exclusively, Mace says, and he ignores Thorne's wheezing disbelief, settling back against the pillows. Fox can't help the way his eyes slide down Mace's bare chest, across aged scars and lean muscle. And he just screwed Mace into the bed, should definitely be thinking about murdered galactic leaders and the fate of the Republic, but he dares anyone in the universe who's attracted to men to look at Mace and not feel exactly the same way he does. Still, this is probably a dire enough reason for Fox to climb out of bed at an unholy hour, even if he'd really rather just say Palpatine can rot for all he cares. With a sigh, he raises his head, drags his knuckles over the curve of Mace's shoulder in a lingering, regretful stroke, and tells Thorne, "Get lost. I'll be right there." "Sir," Thorne manages to get out, and the door quickly slides shut. "Criff," Fox mutters, and glances at Mace one more time. He doesn't precisely look alarmed at the news the Chancellor is dead, nor is he leaping out of bed to go investigate. Not that Fox can blame him, because he's not either, but "Not just Darksiders?" he asks, testing, and Mace raises a brow. "Master Coon is very skilled at elemental manipulation," he says, "lightning included. It's not a common skill among the Jedi, but it exists." Of course, Plo Koon is currently on the other side of the galaxy with his troops, and Fox took a comm from Wolf just yesterday that had Plo meditating in the background. There's no way Wolf wouldn't have noticed Plo leaving, and also no way he could have gotten all the way to Coruscant in a matter of hours. That means some kind of Sith is probably their best bet. Pulling a face, Fox flops back into the pillow next to Mace, entirely unwilling to deal with any part of this. "Carking hells, why couldn't he have waited to get murdered until I was on vacation?" Mace snorts quietly, rolling up on one elbow to study him. "You don't seem overly alarmed," he says. "Neither do you," Fox informs him. "And besides, the bastard didn't even see us as people. He had it coming." Mace raises a brow at him. "Be careful, Commander," he says mildly. "Someone might get suspicious if they hear you saying things like that." Fox rolls his eyes. "Yeah, well, I've got the galaxy's best alibi," he retorts. "You know exactly where I was an hour and a half ago." With a thoughtful sound, Mace tips his head. "I suppose I do," he says, and the slip of his hand down Fox's belly makes Fox want to roll them both over and get right back where he was not an hour and a half ago. It's 4 in the morning, and Mace turned up at his door a little after 3, finally taking Fox up on his offer of a nice hard fuck. Fox had jumped at the chance, instantly and without hesitation, but Mace had been just a little more animated than Fox expected, a little flushed like he was riding the edge of adrenaline before Fox even touched him. Fox blinks once, long and slow, and looks Mace over again, this time more thoroughly. There are fresh bruises, just a handful, on Mace's back. Fox saw them when he'd pressed Mace into the mattress, but he hadn't questioned them, because they both see plenty of combat, and Mace knows what's going to happen before it does. Jedi Osik, Fox has always thought. But it's winning them the war in a way that's almost easy, and he's never had second thoughts about it. But if Mace saw something else, what exactly did he do? Fox asks, with something curling deep down in the pit of his stomach. that was so bad you had to electrocute him and throw him out a window. May smiles, just faintly. Very noticeably, he denies nothing. We've only looked for the Sith Lord for almost a decade now, Commander. It's a shame the only one we were able to find was Dooku. Criff. Criff! That feeling in the pit of Fox's stomach is sliding into heat, heady and liquid in his veins. He stares at Mace, at Mace's calm expression, his steady dark eyes, and says, I want to fuck you more than I want to breathe right now. Mace laughs just a little and reaches out. And Fox lets himself be pulled down, sprawls on top of him, and kisses him viciously, desperately, needily, and doesn't let him come up for air. Thorne has matters handled. Right now, Fox has better things to be doing. The End.
That's another big riot.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!